Okay, let's look at what will happen if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling and the U.S. Treasury has to decide which bills to ignore and which to pay. NPR's Zoe Chase of our Planet Money team says interest on bonds will likely come first.
You don't even have to think twice about what to pay first. It's not even really a choice.
First of all, interest payments will always be made first, and there's really no thought process there. It just has to be that way.
Former Undersecretary of the Treasury Jerome Powell says interest on government bonds comes first, even if you skip something like food stamps. Why?
The answer to that question is that if we start defaulting on our debt, there are going to be a whole lot more people on food stamps than there are now.
All right, let's break this down. Bonds are IOUs the U.S. government sells in order to finance itself. The government sells bonds to basically everybody, to pension funds, to companies, to households. It turns out that over and over in a fiscal crisis, interest on bond payments gets VIP treatment. For example, I sat down with two of the white knights that pulled New York City out of bankruptcy in 1975.
I remember Manhattan Community College downtown was half built, and I gave the order to stop. Send all the construction workers home, board it up. We will finish it after the fiscal crisis.
That's Donald Cummerfield, former budget director of New York City. And sitting across from him is Richard Ravitch, who worked in the governor's office then.
When did you guys meet and become friends?
1976.
In 1975, the city defaulted on some of its payments. In order to continue to do business, they had to cut deep. But they still put interest payments on bonds first, even in front of sanitation workers, which upset the sanitation workers' union.
They let the garbage pile up on the streets of New York when they were on strike. Eventually, we settled it, and they came back and picked it up. But the city was pretty stinking.
Richard Ravitch says they wanted to defer the interest payments on the city's loans, and it went all the way to the highest court in the state.
We did pass a law deferring the payment of interest on debts, but the court ultimately said that that law was unconstitutional, that the state had to use its inherent taxing power to meet its obligations.
Payment on bonds came first in 1975, and again 4 weeks ago in Minnesota. Here's Cummerfield.
The state of Minnesota is a good example. Recently, they ran out of money. But before they did that, they passed a law saying the first revenues that the state of Minnesota has will be to pay debt service on our bonds. And after that, we will pay, you know, go down the line, we close parks, we close this.
Why do we make interest on bonds the top priority, the first payment? Ask a former Treasury official, and he'll say,
Treasury bills are the only financial instrument in the world where anyone can invest in them and believe that there's literally no risk of not being paid back.
Ask a buyer of U.S. debt. He'll agree. Mark Peterson is treasurer of ServiceMaster, based in Memphis, Tennessee. They do lawn care. He uses treasuries to pay his employees.
Like in our True Green lawn business, the season is the summer. So in the middle of June and July, we're applying a lot more applications of our fertilizers and pesticides on people's lawns. We then bill the customers, and the customers' payments come in later.
No problem. Peterson just taps his investments, U.S. Treasury bonds, and pays his employees with that money. When the payments come in, he reinvests it in U.S. Treasury bonds, the safest investment in the world. If you don't pay back your creditors, you're no longer the safest investment in the world. The government knows this. People like Peterson may stop lending to you. They'll buy other bonds that look safer, and it will become harder to borrow money. That's why paying the interest on your bonds is the number one priority of a city in a hole of debt, a state in a hole of debt, and a country in a hole of debt. Zoe Chase, NPR News, New York.